This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is appearing with his newly named running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, at this hour. The pair making their first appearance as a ticket in the eastern U.S. city of Wilmington, Delaware. Biden and Harris are scheduled to deliver remarks just days before Biden formally accepts the Democratic presidential nomination during the party's national convention, which will take place largely as a virtual event next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican convention, where President Donald Trump is set to be nominated to seek a second four-year term, follows a week later and kicks off the sprint for the November general election. Harris is the first Black woman and the first South Asian American to appear on a major party U.S. presidential ticket. She is the daughter of two immigrants, her mother from India and her father from Jamaica. President Trump has privately discussed with advisors the possibility of replacing Defense Secretary Mark Esper after the November election in the wake of a number of differences between them. That, according to a source familiar with the internal debate. The source, speaking on condition of anonymity, said the two men were, quote, not in a good place, end quote, but that Mr. Trump did not intend to move on Esper until voters have rendered their judgment on a second Trump term, November 3rd. The president reportedly was troubled by Esper's opposition to invoking the Insurrection Act to deploy active duty forces to quell civil unrest that broke out in June after the death of George Floyd, a Black man who was in police custody. At least 10 people were killed in Somalia's central region due to fighting between al-Shabaab and armed residents. Witnesses and officials said at least 5 were left injured as well. This is VOA News.